It's 12:40, and every Monday we have those city folk, I said, coming in. So that's always fun. And Jody Sanders, city administrator this morning or this afternoon, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so you brought your engineer in today.
Yes, our city engineer, Anna Allen, is here to join us so that we can recognize National Professional Engineers Day.
All right. So Engineers Day is coming up Wednesday. As I said before, you have the day off then, right?
Correct. No, it's just an extra day that I get to be excited to be a professional engineer and working for the city. August 5th is Professional Engineers Day. It's a day to recognize professional engineers and the role engineers play in protecting the public and improving our communities. It was started in 2016 by the National Society of Professional Engineers.
So there may be, when I think of an engineer, I always wonder, well, what the heck do they do? So what kind of things do you do here for the city of Fremont? You've been here how long now?
About four months.
I was going to say, you're newly a new person here to Fremont.
I am new to the city of Fremont as the city engineer, but I do have experience in municipal engineering. So, with the city engineer and then our engineering department as well, we have another engineer and three engineering associates, and then we have our public works director and our kind of public works engineering department. Everybody has different backgrounds and brings different expertise, so it's really a great group. But
is there would you say you work mostly underground, or is it above ground also?
Well, our office is on the third floor. Civil engineering is how I explain it, is pretty much everything on the ground.
Okay.
We don't do up, you know, we don't do a lot of structures or buildings, but no, we look at things as far as streets, intersections, traffic signals, sidewalks, storm sewer drainage systems. We look at new developments and subdivisions that are coming into town to make sure they fit with our drainage plans and
the city plan and everything.
Yeah, city plan and streets, and make sure that fits our transportation plan. We also, when we have projects going on, our team goes out and does construction inspection and quality control to make sure what they're building, what everybody's building, is meeting our standards and specifications. We review engineering work too. So if we have a consultant that's doing design for us, we'll make sure we review those plans and that they're complying with our standards and specifications too.
Yeah, a lot of different areas that you're involved in. And Jody, I would think that you're looking to this department quite often.
Absolutely. It's really kind of the backbone of our community. A lot of times people talk about, and please know I am in no way dissing what are generally called first responders.
Right.
Fire, police, 911, and those folks, they do a great job for us. But let's be honest, they're not going anywhere unless engineering's on the ball and has good, safe, efficient streets for them to get to whatever emergency there is.
Yeah, yeah. You have to have some certifications, of course. So a professional engineer's license?
Yes.
It's not like a driver's license, is it?
It is not.
No.
It's a little more than a driver's license. Right. So a professional engineer is somebody that has gone through their education at an accredited college. Usually that's a four-year bachelor's degree in civil engineering. Or any type of engineering, it doesn't have to be civil.
Yeah.
But then when we're after we graduate, we have to go through some testing. First of all, it's the fundamentals of engineering test, and that's taken just after college. And then we have to get experience working under a professional engineer at that time. And then I think here in Nebraska, after 4 years of that qualifying experience, you can go and take your professional engineering exam, which is an 8-hour long exam covering all of the subjects that you learned in college. So it's a lot. And, professional, having a PE license is really about responsibility. You know, when I'm doing design or overseeing design work and I stamp a drawing, it means like I reviewed it, I'm behind the engineering, and I'm taking professional responsibility for it. So mm-hmm. it's really about ethics and responsibility and making sure we're designing the mm-hmm. the right things.
Yeah. Yeah, with all the people in your office, I bet a lot of it gets reviewed over and over, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, it makes it safe for everybody, too.
Yeah, we want to make sure we do a thorough review. We need to make sure that it's going to be adding safety to the community and, you know, also looking at our city budget and making sure we're designing something, constructing something that's going to, you know, do the city well and last for a long time.
Yeah. It's probably the first thing before any project takes place, isn't it? It's even done before a lot of that happens, doesn't it?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, that's almost every project that we embark on. It always starts with hiring the engineering team. And that's where Anna's group is. Obviously, they're helping us. excuse me, Public Works, the Public Works Director and the City Engineer also, they do help us a little bit with, you know, Anna said that, you know, if it's on the ground, that's what they work with. But their department also helps us with the buildings. Just not to change the subject too far, but we had the beam signing for the new police building this morning. We got together, and the last beam to be placed is right across the front top. And so we had an opportunity to sign that beam. But, you know, we were a long time, like maybe 2 years with an engineer before we actually started digging in the ground and getting the construction actually starting.
Yeah, on that particular project, I bet a lot of thought and a lot of engineering went into underground parking. When you're going to do something like that, you really have to make sure it's even possible, don't you?
Right. Yeah. Every project is going to have its challenges, and you know, having a good team to look at those problems and try to solve those challenges, which you know, the engineering team for the police department, and they did a great job in kind of thinking through that. But yes, a lot of survey, you know, evaluating alternatives, you know, and then developing those plans mm-hmm. And specifications. So,
well, something like that, like for that, for instance, saves so much room and space for mm-hmm. the building to be accessible and have mm-hmm. even more inside the building. So,
right.
mm-hmm. great job there. Yeah. as long as we're talking Fremont, there's whenever a project, I would imagine, even when a project comes before Greater Fremont Development Council or somebody like that, a lot of times you're working on a confidential side where you can't really say anything about anything that's happening, can you?
Yeah, there's times when that
happens. I was going to say, Anna, don't say, don't say anything, and that answers
I'm
this
sorry,
question.
I can't answer that.
Oh, except for that one project. Yeah. Yeah, no, I won't pry. I promise. Yeah.
No, we actually, as citywide, we have a team of department heads for both the utilities and the city, and obviously Public Works and the engineering department are always in those meetings. As developers are coming in or somebody wants to put in a big project, to make sure that, you know, they're not planning on something that uses a lot of water, and mm-hmm. here's a newsflash, there's no water to that lot or you know,
right.
things like that. Mm-hmm. We all work together and facilitate those meetings, and we try and we call them pre-application meetings because we want to answer some of those questions and get an idea of what they're planning, you know, before they start investing a lot of money, paying engineers to draw up things that maybe aren't possible on this location, but maybe if you did it here or mm-hmm. things like that, we can work with them, you know, so that it's a great outcome for not just the developer, but also for the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an important part of development here in the city of Fremont, that's mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. And I imagine you get those kind of requests probably every other week at least. But celebrating, hopefully, you'll have time on Wednesday to celebrate Professional Engineers Day, right?
Yes.
I thought of a question here. So when a project does come to Fremont, is there something that you look at first when is it the maybe the ground that they're folks are maybe even looking at, or is it
right? So yeah. So step one is actually check out the zoning. That would be the first step that I would recommend anybody look at. We do have our zoning map on the city's website, but check and make sure that it's properly zoned. It may not be, but it doesn't mean that it could not be rezoned.
Right.
But before you invest in property, make sure you understand what the zoning is, what's allowed in that area, and if it can be changed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Well, I appreciate you guys coming in. Was there anything else you wanted to add to the conversation here?
What our city is... Fremont, watch us grow, right?
Yeah, watch us grow, yeah.
Fremont's growing, and that makes engineering increasingly important as well. With growth comes additional demand on our streets and utilities and infrastructure. So one of the important roles in engineering is making sure we're not only responding to today's needs, but planning ahead for where Fremont is going.
And by the way, my street mm-hmm. floods every time it rains. What's going on? No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of that.
Yes, Fremont's very flat, and it's hard to get the water to move to where we need it to. But
you can't have everything, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, we are. That is one of our projects, though, is looking at that, and that's always looking at that and street projects.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. That's always a consideration for anybody building anywhere. Where's the water going to go, right?
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you. Yes. Nice to meet you, and thanks for coming in, Anna.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, Anna Allen, city engineer, along with Jody Sanders. Jody, anything else coming up this week? I know we were talking National Night Out tomorrow night.
Yes.
Weather permitting.
Yeah, weather permitting. And that is, I believe, being held at John C. Fremont Park again. And so it's another opportunity for folks to perhaps check out the amphitheater if they didn't have a chance to go over there for John C. Fremont days. And then we're actually having the ribbon cutting for that facility this Friday at mm-hmm. 9 o'clock.
Nice. How's the grass doing there?
We still have a few fences up, trying to nurse that. And actually, we probably will still have a couple of spots that we left open for traffic that now we're going to put in sod. And so the smaller areas will be fenced in. But
well, it'll get there by next John C. Fremont days. It will be perfect.
Yes.
That's for sure. Yeah. And I understand on that project, the walkway that goes north-south from the theater, the amphitheater, mm-hmm. there's going to be some sort of a over...
Right. The plans had called for it to be... these are...
somewhat
pillars.
Covered.
There's pillars that have lights at the top, and the idea was that it was going to be some kind of fabric thing. And the Parks Department kind of put their heads together and thought it would be... perhaps more aesthetically pleasing if we actually had some archways that we could have vines, so it would be more of a natural approach rather than just putting fabric that is going to sun fade.
Yeah,
and all
oh
that
yeah,
stuff,
for sure.
Know?
Yeah,
and create the shade that way.
That'd be really cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very nice.
That's the hope.
All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate the update.
Absolutely, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah, Jody Sanders, our city administrator here.